Hey everyone, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Nicole Kamanjian. I'm here with Cody Richard and the host of this show, Jeff Rappaport. This is episode 239, and today we're going to do a commercial market update. While listening to this episode, if you guys have questions, please head over to the Creative Financing Podcast Facebook group. If you're not part of the community, just search the Creative Financing Podcast in Facebook and ask to join. There will be a live session on the second Thursday of every month, so bring your questions. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can ask your questions in the comments below. Lastly, we want to thank you for subscribing, liking, and sharing this podcast with your friends.
So today we're going to talk about what's going on in the market in regards to commercial properties, and more specifically, storage units, mobile home parks, RV parks, and apartments. And this is probably my favorite topic because there's starting to become a lot of opportunity, and this is where a lot of money can be made. But you better understand what's going on in the market right now, because there are some changes being made. So I will tell you, just in the last, it's probably not even been 90 days, maybe more like 60 to 75 days, there has been a major shift, at least on my part, based on what's going on in the commercial world. And that would be that for 60, 75 days ago, I am really trying to convince a seller or a broker to take my offer. And I am trying to win that deal. And in the last couple of months, the shift has occurred. And now I still try to win the deal, right? But now it's more of, I don't have to go beyond what I wanted to, because I'm like one of the only solutions that they really have. And I'm not really afraid to tell them that. And when they tell me they're not interested in terms, I tell them, how low are you willing to take a cash offer? Because that's where this is heading. And I'm kind of surprised. A couple of months ago, and Cody, you absolutely know this, is that we'd make offers. If we didn't get the deal, we might follow up, you know, a month later, 6 weeks later, and most likely that deal was gone, right? It was sold. And now it is happening on a fairly regular basis. And when I say that, every week, that we have sellers and or commercial brokers contacting us based on previous offers that we had made. And some were months ago. And they want to know if we'd still be interested or if we would get back involved. And now, just like the residential market, not everyone has, you know, decided that, okay, we need to lower our price and we got to be open to terms. There are still plenty of people that think that they should get top dollar plus, and that's where they stand. However, guess what's on our side now? Time is on our side, and time was against us a few months ago. Now, if the property is going to sit for a month or two or three, and all you got to do is go online and start looking at how long some of these properties have been around, and it provides major opportunity. So
you mentioned that the options that they have are less. Do you think that's because not as many people know how to offer owner financing, or there's less buyers that are looking to purchase more property at the moment, or why do you think that is?
So I think creative finance in general, it's really funny to me, right? Creative finance has been around forever. Subject to, I learned subject to 23 years ago. And the person I learned it from had been using it for probably 15 years prior to me. But if you get on Facebook, you would think subject two is like a brand new kind of subject. Owner finance, lease options, master lease options, all of these things have been around for a long, long time. And they are being revived. So they're probably flooding the market with these kinds of offers. But one of the things that I see is that it takes some time to understand how numbers work. Nicole, you're probably a really good example of this, right? That you're learning these processes and how these numbers fit together. And but I see a lot of people that say, "Hey, I've got a deal and it's got owner finance," and then you see the numbers and you're like, "Wait, what?" And like doesn't make any sense because they haven't figured out it's not important to just get owner finance. It's important to make numbers work. And so I still think that we are in that flux where there are a lot of people making those kinds of offers. And we just did an episode a couple episodes ago where we were comparing and contrasting some other investors' offers. And one investor had three offers with no money down, right? So if you're making these offers, that could easily be that no, the answer is no. A lot of these offers could be at a significant discount and then with little to no money down, which, when distress hits, people will start taking some of those. But I don't think we're quite to that point yet. So, yes, there's way more owner finance offers being made, but that doesn't necessarily, I would tell you that in the last week, at least twice, that a broker has gotten back to us and said, "We're contacting you again because we like how you put together your offers." Even though they weren't accepted, a month, two, three, 5 months ago, they liked the format of what we did. And they probably didn't have to really consider it as much, 4 or 5 months ago as maybe they do now. And but I find that most of the owner finance offers being made are with little to no money down, or they're overpaying on down payment, but then they the rest of it is just complete, I don't know what it is, a mess, right? So
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I have had experiences where I talk with sellers and they say, "Yeah, somebody offered me more, but I know that's not feasible. Like I know they won't be able to execute on it. The numbers just don't work."
yep.
I've had
Well,
that
it's
happen.
really funny. So do we. We're working on a 100-plus unit apartment building, and he did get an offer, and I saw the offer, and I told we told the seller, "We're not going to make an offer like that. It's not going to be that good. We're not offering that price. We're not offering that kind of down. We're definitely not offering that interest rate." And he said, "I understand." I didn't really believe that offer to begin with. And even though it was a good offer, like high, and it was like 20% down and like 5.5% interest, something like that. I'm like, what is this offer? I might as well just go to the bank. But even he did not believe it. And so I'm with you that is happening. And I think one of the things that we'll start seeing is that not only will we get price reductions, but we can also structure things in a different way where we can get we can structure it around cash flow to the seller. So principal only or low interest rate. And you will always have pushback like, "Well, banks are charging 6.5 and so I want 8." And I can tell you that I spend a lot of time saying, I'm not sure why we're talking about this, because the property doesn't support that. And if I show them, look, if I pay you this kind of rate, I'm going off your numbers. This is what you're showing me that you make. This is how much money I have for debt service and cash flow. And if you want that, my payment's this. And that means that I am making no money every month, and which makes this, I'm no longer interested in this property. So, and what you're having now is, before they'd say, yeah, whatever. But now they're saying, well, okay, so what can you do? And so I would tell you my shift, which is probably as important with what's going on in the actual commercial realm, is that I'm no longer afraid to say no. Before, I didn't want to say no. It's like, how do we say yes? How do we get this done, right? And it probably got us into more trouble. It was probably wasn't worth it as much. And now people push back and I say, that's it. This is the offer. And if that works for you, we'd love to do business, but otherwise, no. And I told someone that yesterday. A realtor offered me on a house that we have, and the buyer had already agreed to pay all the closing costs, and then he brings in a realtor, and this realtor's like, we're rewriting all the contracts. And I'm like, why? And well, we need to be compliant. I'm like, we were just fine. And she's like, well, you gotta fill out this whole thing. I'm like, never seen the property, never lived in it. What would you like me to do? And she came back and she's like, all right, so we're good, except that the buyer wants to split the closing costs. And I'm like, let me see if I understand this. So yesterday I had a deal that was all worked out. And now today, now that you're involved, so far we've changed title companies. We're changing the closing date. We're doing all these changes. And now you're telling me that your buyer is not reliable because he is lying. And he told me he would pay all the closing costs, and now he would like to split them. So this was seriously over $700. I said, no. And I told her, go tell your buyer, good luck, where he's going to find another deal where he can buy at this purchase price. And you know what happened? An hour later, she called, and this was how the conversation was. Mr. Rappaport? Yes, this is so-and-so. My buyer would like to change his offer. And I'm like, And change it to, he'll pay all the closing costs. And I'm like, okay, would you entertain that? I'm like, yeah, I guess I will. But that's seriously how different things are now, as opposed to, you know, 3 months ago, in both ways, right? And I'm just no longer afraid. I'm okay not getting a deal right now. But at the same time, now the sellers are afraid that I'm going to walk away. And that provides us with a lot of opportunity.
Is that in all markets, Jeff? Because I know you buy everywhere. You're not just in in Utah or on the West Coast. Like, you buy all over. So is there like a trend where they're like coming back to you, like you said, like 5 months later, and saying like, hey, are you still interested in this?
So that was like actually in Missouri, Texas. Two, maybe three have come back in Texas. But I don't want to say every market, because I don't know. But I would say most. Even California, which is not really a market that we work that actively, but I just saw some lead the other day, and with rent control, and that you can buy people out of their contracts that are paying half the rent that they should be for like $20,000, and then you can replace them with a new Section 8 tenant. I'm like, no, this is way big, too big of a headache to deal with. And the seller is definitely interested in receiving an offer. But I'm just that, things have been a headache for a couple of years trying to put together deals that could work not only for the seller, but could work for us and or a buyer. And finally, things have shifted a bit, and I'm just liking it so much more.
It sounds like it. That must have been real tough for that agent to come back and be like, Mr. Rappaport.
Well, the stupid thing is that right after that, we got two, maybe three other offers that I should have told her no. They would have closed faster, and I would have made more money. So, but whatever. So there are major changes and going on in the commercial world, and but that doesn't mean that everyone has become like distressed and motivated and willing, selling their property for a discount, because you can go online, you can talk to off-market sellers, and you will find still plenty of them that are asking top dollar or better. And when I say better, like seriously, I'm making an offer on a property, and he's claiming that it's at a 5.2% cap rate, and then if we raise the rents by $25, we'll get to 6 cap rate. And I'm looking at his financials, and I'm like, okay, what am I missing? Because these are your numbers, and you're at a 2.2% cap rate, and this property needs work, and it is not operating efficiently, but you're trying to sell at a 2.2 cap rate. He's probably the only reason that I'm probably going to make an offer is that I think that he's motivated, and because he's losing money every month, and that's not what apartments should be doing these days, right? So, but he's asking too much, and is he ready to deal with that? What we'll find out, but that really no difference with single family, other than I feel like there is more urgency with the commercial market than the residential. That may change. Like I said, interest rates just went up. That's definitely going to affect the residential market. We're moving into the holiday season in the next few weeks, and the market's slow just in general. And we'll see what happens to the residential market, but commercial is things are happening right now. Any other questions?
No, that was really helpful.
Yep, good. All right, so I'm gonna wrap this up, and we'll see you next time. Go out and create some terms.